Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Podcast Network Asia.
And so in your 20s, when you're lost, a lot of us get lost in our 20s. A lot of us get lost in our teenage years. You know, when we get lost, it becomes a pattern. Like, we find other people who are in that lostness, and there's a connection. And what's going to happen to those connections? There's fear. You know, we move out of that fear. And so the key is, don't be afraid to be you.
You're listening to Project Loving Myself Podcast, a well-being podcast that shares stories of self-love, mental fortitude, and self-discovery. Hosted by life designer and well-being coach, Sanaya Gurnamal.
Hi, I'm Sanaya Gurnamal, and this is the Project Loving Myself Podcast. Join me each week as we navigate through aha moments, new ideas, and flashes of insight from candid conversations that inspire you to get started on your own project of loving yourself. Because the most important relationship you will ever have is the relationship that you have with yourself. You matter.
This is Project Loving Myself.
Today's episode is a very special one because I will be talking to Josh and Raina Steibel, the son and daughter-in-law of Theta Healing founder Vaiana Steibel. As an advocate of self-love, self-discovery, and healing, no conversation would be complete without me mentioning Theta Healing. Like so many Theta healers out there, I cannot but express my gratitude repeatedly for what it has done for me, my family, and for the people that I coach and heal. Theta Healing has become a way of life, a tool, a technique, a method for me to live my dream life, to bring love into every aspect and element of my life, to help me mend and nurture the relationships that I was born with, all the way up to the people that I've chosen to journey through life with. Theta Healing makes me a better person, and I'm still on that Project Loving Myself journey, committing to my personal growth every single day. And just like you, I aim to show up as my best self in every situation in my life, from motherhood, as a wife, as a daughter, as a boss, as a mentor, as a coach, and as a healer. We all play so many roles, and some are a little bit more challenging than others. So having a tool that makes it easier to do it better, to find our way when we falter, is priceless. I've invited Josh and Raina Steibel on our episode today because they will be coming to the Philippines for the very first time ever to teach Theta Healing instructor level classes this October. I have to tell you that this was one of the manifestations that I had written down in a Theta Healing class in 2014 to host Theta Healing instructor classes in the Philippines, which is kind of a big deal for me. There aren't many countries in the world that get an instructor's class, so it's a real honor. It holds great meaning for me. As one of the only three people who can certify a Theta Healing instructor, Josh has grown up with the Theta Healing being in every part of his life. Watching his mother heal from late stage cancer through this technique is an experience that no kid can ever forget. It is probably something that drives him to share this meditational technique of healing and love with as many people as he can reach. It is on this very journey that he attracted his soulmate, Raina. They are like two peas in a pod, perfectly balanced, never separate. It is beautiful to watch the energy between them, and basking in their energy together is even better. Josh and Raina travel the world teaching classes to students that are eager to move forward in their desire to work on themselves and make an impact on this world. Within Theta Healing Community, you find so much love, acceptance, and a common purpose to help others awaken to their inherent potential. Now, before I get carried away talking about Theta Healing, because you know, when I get started, it's hard to get me to stop. So let's go ahead and give the floor to Josh and Raina Stiebel. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to say hi and get a chance to come into your little space and being a part of everything that you're accomplishing.
And you're not just coming into this space, you're going to be coming here to the Philippines for the first time. And that is just so exciting for us. I know all the students here in the Philippines, all the students in Asia. I mean, this is such a great opportunity for everyone to get a little bit more Theta Healing energy and magic into their life.
I would agree. I like the fact that you're going to preface it with Theta Healing magic.
Anything is magic. Theta Healing in it is amazing. We're so excited. We've always wanted to come to the Philippines. And of course, we've always very much adored you. So we wouldn't want to come to that.
Thank you. Magic is really such the perfect word to talk about Theta Healing, like you said. And I often think of like Theta Healing as this sprinkling of energy that touches everything I do. And I think that's what makes it so special, is it's like that extra energy that when we live our life with that, it just kind of changes everything. It changes our experience. It changes what we can do. It changes what we can give to other people. And so I'm really excited to hear you talk about Theta Healing from your perspective and to share, you know, what you've grown up with. Most of our listeners have heard a lot about Theta Healing on the podcast. I've talked to guests who have had Theta Healing sessions. They've taken the class and of course, my own stories. But this is the first time our listeners are going to be hearing about Theta Healing from the actual source of it. So Josh and Raina, in your own words, tell me, how would you describe what Theta Healing is to you in kind of the simplest terms?
The simplest terms for Theta Healing.
Simple.
The simplest terms for Theta Healing would be unlocking an understanding of the connection to our ability to limitlessly create with ourselves. Because we're actually constantly creating. We're constantly connecting new messages and new centers of creation in our body, in the world around us. And we're enforcing or reinforcing those things daily in our lives. And we're not just doing it for ourselves. You know, we're doing it for our families. We're doing it for our coworkers. We're doing it for our friends.
And not only that, but things like the earth, you know, the animals, everything about the things around us. It's not just humans. So
it's a constant interaction and communication. And we reinforce that reality every moment. So whether it's how we view things on the internet or the shows that we watch, we're reinforcing the things that we love in our life to create those moments and feelings inside of our own selves. And Theta Healing is the tool that really opens up the magic of how our cells and our self behaves with the universe around us.
I couldn't have said it better.
Beautiful. But Josh, for most people, I don't think they're aware. I don't think everyone's really aware that they're connecting to the animals and the earth and to everything around them all the time. So how does it help them to recognize that, to become aware of how connected we are to literally everything in our experience?
Oh, that's a, I mean, that's a 4-day question. I mean,
and there are even classes covering that. So, I mean,
overall, it's about really being able to communicate who you are, no matter what time you're in and what situation. You were created for a purpose. You know, you were created to be you. And to be loved and treated with respect and admiration for the tools that you bring into this universe. And knowing that within inside of yourself and being appreciated for your unique abilities and seen from that level is important. And so I think that's why it's important to unlock that connection, or how you connect in that way, whether it's through a different perspective or through something else that can be seen. It's important. Every person is important. Everything is important and should be seen with the utmost respect for what they accomplish and what they can accomplish.
Josh, it sounds like you're talking about love. You're talking about us being able to love ourselves for all that makes us unique. It's loving the world, the people, the environment, the animals, everything around us, and recognizing that love connects us to everything. It's very difficult for a lot of people to have that kind of love for themselves or for others, much less, you know, the planet or animals. So what are your thoughts on that? And especially with respect to how Theta Healing wakes us up to that.
You know, from the moments when we're very little, we're trying to gain that feeling of love and gain that acceptance and feeling like we have to hide who we are to have those things accomplished. And we take away and give away pieces of ourselves, feeling like we're not enough or feeling like we don't belong. And that's where we start to create these realities that we don't unlock the magic. We don't realize how special and unique we are. And just like you just said, love is why it's important to do that, to know how loved you are, know how important you are. It overcomes those obstacles that cause those conflicts. It lets us move past anger and see perspective. If you know love and who you are, you can see other people for who they are. And we blow past anger, and we blow past disease, and we blow past ego. We go to a place where we can create with pure energy, and we create with thought faster. You know, we think about all these leaps and bounds and innovations. Look at the big ones that happen still every day, and they're from people who are able to love themselves and have the confidence to be who they are. You know, when the world told them to be something different, they just knew who they were and radiated it, knowing that they had people who loved and supported them. And that's the people and the animals and the earth that they kind of wanted to connect to. And they just kept radiating it. And when we connect to those tools inside our own selves and we create, we stop pushing negativity. We stop pushing battles.
Blame.
We start pushing blame. And we start making a vibrational change, and that makes it so that things like a smile go a longer way towards fixing our problems.
As you were speaking, Josh, my mind was going back to what it was like for me growing up in my 20s. And I remember not having a lot of love for myself and people around me. I didn't have the ability because there wasn't enough love for me. How could I love anyone else? And I remember walking through life feeling kind of like things were happening to me. So I was powerless. You know, forget creating anything. I was barely, you know, able to cope with all the things that were happening. And I remember that when Theta Healing came into my life and I started to work, really the first thing was self-love and, you know, having that confidence and my self-esteem and connecting to the creator. And that's when I suddenly realized that I do have power in my life. I do have the ability to change things, and I can make a difference in my own life, in other people's lives. But it's like, I didn't know that the whole time I was walking through my life without that understanding, you know, and you don't know until you get to a point where it is revealed, or, you know, you learn about it, or you take a class, or you have a session. So it's like most people walk around having no idea it gets better than this, or that there's something other than this way to live, which is kind of, you know, the negative situation in their life. So how would you speak to that? For a lot of people who don't have this opportunity, what do they do? What's going to happen?
The easiest thing is to start with the things that we can focus on. You know, we tell everybody at webinars, we tell everybody again here in this type of situation, the things that you can control are and see are the things that bring you the biggest changes. You know, the moments that you're asking for from the universe for those big changes are usually there. Like when you were going through those moments in the 20s and you were saying, please just give me this chance to change this or to have this in my life. Those moments were still there. You were just walking past them. Mm-hmm. And that's because in your creation energy, in your cells, you were programmed to keep doing the same thing, to keep going with what you were used to. And you were walking right past them. Mm-hmm. You know, that person that could help you open up the door for the type of success that you wanted and the types of relationships with friends that were different, you were walking probably right past them at the grocery store or right past them down the street. You were too afraid to stop and trust your own instinct or your own cells saying, say hi, or, you know, jump up and down right now with excitement because you might be embarrassed or somebody might laugh at you
or have fear or be afraid or anything,
because it was a pattern that had been put into your cells for a long time. Whether that pattern is poverty, whether that pattern is fear-based bullying, whether that pattern is a cycle of disease, it becomes this pattern of over and over again. And so in your 20s, when you're lost, a lot of us get lost in our 20s. A lot of us get lost in our teenage years. You know, when we get lost, it becomes a pattern. Like we find other people who are in that lostness and there's a connection. And what's going to happen to those connections? There's fear. You know, we move out of that fear. And so the key is don't be afraid to be you. Don't be afraid to be the person who steps into being yourself and letting the world love you. I mean, if you step out and be yourself and be loved, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? You know, I can promise you that we're going to be high-fiving you energetically mm-hmm. everywhere we can. And I know that there's going to be a whole world of people who are going to lift you up and let you know how special you are and how great of a person you are. And it's those moments where you're in charge of what's going on inside of yourselves and what's in charge of here. And taking a look at why it was created. And that's where Theta Healing has things like belief work that shows how long these patterns may have been created in cells. Maybe they're from your ancestors, or maybe they're even further back. I mean, there's different energies that work within our body that are even millions of years old. I mean, there's nutrients and things that have memory of things that have been on the earth forever. And there's certain pressures they've been exposed to that your body may be feeling and responding to. So we have to take the reins a little bit and step into our roles and go, okay, I can do this, and let go of that fear of let's let the world drive us where it wants to go.
And really, it just takes that one step, one little teeny step forward. And if it feels good, great. Then take another one. And another one, that one step, and look at each moment.
And so what you're saying is that there's so much going on in our space. We're not aware of, you know, where these different influences in our life have probably led up to these situations we're in. And I can't help but think about, you know, the kind of upbringing and situation you've grown up with, Josh. I mean, having, you know, a mother who is Vianna Stiebel, the founder of Theta Healing. I mean, that must have just taken your life in a direction that I don't think any of you would have imagined when this all started. So tell me a little bit about that. What was it like for you growing up with, you know, someone who is well known for her healing abilities and who is able to heal herself from something so major like cancer? And we're talking about, you know, more than 20 years ago. I mean, even further than that. So tell me a little bit about what that was like growing up with Theta Healing all around you and watching it grow and watching yourself grow with it.
Yeah, that's interesting. This is a question that has happened a lot. Vianna Stiebel is not always been Vianna Stiebel, especially to us. it's been mom, and theta healing things have always been around our life from the moment we were little. We didn't really know theta healing was anything different than what people were supposed to experience. You know, we were any person when you're experiencing your childhood, that's what the whole world experiences, because in your core level, that's what you're doing. You have to gain an awareness of there's a whole world outside of you. You know, you have your family, and then you grow and you figure out there's extensions of that, and they have struggles in your community, and then you move beyond your community. And when we grew up, the world was a smaller place. We didn't have the internet, and we have even more than a couple news stations. And those news stations really controlled the feed of information. So we lived in a smaller version of the world. And my mom was just mom until she got sick. You know, it was just like, this is just mom, and we're going to figure out our life. And we were all going in different directions. And when she got sick, she was doing her thing and started theta healing. And we would play games, intuitive games, and we would practice picking up the information that each other was sending to each other. So we really understood each other. We had a sense of communication and a great sense of teamwork. We had a whole bunch of tools that now we recognize are not necessarily tools that every single family in the world has. But then we didn't know. And then mom started to teach things. But it was pretty scary when she was sick, because she didn't even have, I mean, she was so overwhelmed. We'd been through so much bad news as a family from outside things, biological father's injury, and biological grandfather had an illness. And my mom always wanted to help people get better, but not everybody would listen, you know. And then when she got sick, she didn't even tell us. Our stepdad at the time just told us on the couch, like, your mom's going to die. Get used to it. Flat out. And she couldn't even talk. She couldn't speak. She couldn't get these words out of her mouth. And it was tough, because we had relied on this teamwork mentality within us all. And so we sort of splintered for a little while. And I tried to find my own identity, but we kind of stuck together at the same time. And so growing up was an interesting experience, in that I didn't realize that it was not everyone's experience until about 16 years old, after mom's illness. Then I started having more things like the internet and more interactions around the world, and kind of going off and starting to see different things in jobs, and realizing that not everybody's mom would, you know, punish them before they did something wrong, because she knew. And not everybody had a different sort of expectation bar, understood this truth emanating from other people's cells, and held this kind of unconditional love energy, and stepped into this real kind of connection of things. And that was a real difficulty for me, because being 17, 18 years old, and then mom really growing and being recognized as a healer, and that was the family identity, trying to find out my own identity. I wanted to be part of the family, wanted to be part of everything, but wanted to be my own person too, just like any normal 18-year-old. So I would go away and come back and go away and come back. But every time I go away, the universe would drag me back. Like, I would never get more than like a week away from theta healing. I could go all the way around the world and somebody would come in and they'd be sick, or somebody would come in and they'd be like reading mom's book. And then there'd be some mention of a name of something. They'd be like, aren't you from Idaho? Oh, no. And boom, you know, you're right back into what it is. So it, just like with your divine timing and seeing the universe, it's one of those moments where you're waking up in yourselves and you're connecting. And she's such a powerful, wonderful person. And it's such a huge family dynamic that we carry and work with together, that you don't realize how special it is until you get a chance to go out in the world and see the true uniqueness of it. Wasn't until that accomplishment happened and until experiencing some life that really appreciated how much uniqueness we had in that childhood, playing those games, playing those things.
It's such a special experience. It's such an opportunity. Just the little that I do with my children, you know, when my children are unwell and I do theta healing, or I talk to them about the creator and what happens to people after they die. I mean, these conversations that I can have with my children, I know that other kids their age don't have those kinds of conversations. And I see the kind of maturity it brings my children. I mean, for both my boys, both their teachers talk about how kind they are and how sensitive they are to other people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they say things to me like, oh, you raised your boys really well. And I love to take that compliment, but I have to also, you know, acknowledge more than anything, it's because of the tools and techniques that are part of life for us. You know, if I ask my child, can I do a healing? I know you're not feeling so good today. And he says, yes. And he accepts the healing. Or if my child is upset about something, and I'll call it out and say, you know, Vade, you're just upset because, you know, your brother is out doing an activity and you're not with him. So I can put, you know, and I can put a name to the feeling that he can't express to me. I mean, if I can do those things, you must have had that exponentially, you know, with Vaiana being your mother. I mean, just that, I think, is an education that is so enriching. But I also know, Josh, from the stories you've told us in our classes, in the classes I've taken with you, that you've had quite a journey of your own with Theta Healing, you and Reina together. So tell me a little bit about, you know, what Theta Healing has done for you as a person, for you, Reina, coming into it, and any stories that you'd like to share of healings that you've experienced or, experienced on other people.
Well, let's see. There's so many. Which one do you choose from? You know, there's so many stories to talk about. I think one of my most significant stories that I ever had was when I had realized, after going through so many years of not wanting to go to the doctor, that I had to finally recognize in my own cells that I needed to come to the understanding that probably doctors were good in my life. I had had some experiences in my life where doctors were not my favorite thing to go to. And I had gone to an appointment with Josh where it wasn't even my own. And I had sat down with him and the doctor had said, hey, do you have any more things you want to ask or talk about? And he turned and looked at me and I said, yes, I have something I want to say. And I said, I have something going on in my life. And I was wondering if you could look at this. And I had asked her, I said, you know, I've had some things in my life where I haven't had a very good experience with being able to, you know, lose some of this excess fat that I'm working on. And I've never had a problem with fat, but, you know, I just wanted to be in really good shape. And I was working really hard at some things. I'm really struggling with these, this, that, and the other. And she said, have you always had that? And she looked really close at me. And I thought, what are you looking at? She looked at my neck and she said, have you always had that there? And I said, what are you talking about? And she said, well, you know, let's feel around. She started feeling around right here. And I said, okay, what is this? And she said, well, you have this lump that's right here. And I thought, okay. When I got a little nervous, and she said, you know, let's get this looked at. Let's have a doctor look at this. And so, you know, of course, with having the tools of Theta Healing, you're really excited. But at the same time, you know, you're nervous. So you're downloading yourself and worried and concerned. And so she, can you still hear us? I cut out for a second there. Okay. So then she had us go into the hospital the next day, which is quite a substantial, you know, thing if you're going in the next day. And she had us have an autopsy on it and had something, what was that called? When you have it looked at?
Biopsy.
A biopsy on it. And everybody was joking and laughing and, hey, everything's great. And then it got really quiet. I thought, what in the world's going on? And so they said, you know, we'll get back to you in a few days. You have some, you know, something there. And I thought, oh, this is scary. I'm a little nervous right now. And so the moral of the story is that I had a really hard time, number one, going in to see the doctor. And number two, the fact that I had this cancer that I found out that I had in my thyroid was probably the biggest thing that I had come to find out. Not only had I not been speaking my truth, but I had to realize what I was going to do in my life. And Josh made it really easy to help me understand how to deal with the tools that I had going forward. And so having Theta Healing in my life not only helped me realize that I could make those choices and what I wanted to do going forward in my life. Do you have something to add to that?
You're going great.
So that was my substantial story. So here I am today living without having cancer and cancer-free now for the last, 8 years.
I'm terrible with time.
I don't know, something like that. I live today because of Theta Healing, cancer free. So
Raina, wow, what a powerful and brave story to share. Thank you so much.
Oh, that was kind of Theta Raina's big. After that, she was all like, all right, we had kind of been privately still teaching and quiet about things for a while, because at the start of our relationship, it being a very powerful relationship, we attracted a lot of attention. And we caused an interesting amount of battles that took 7 years to be called some of the meanest treatment that the courts had seen, which was kind of an interesting thing to hear. You know, you're in your cells, you're figuring out why you created it. And after that moment in Raina's life, she was ready to start teaching more publicly and be out there. So it was kind of a huge Theta Healing moment for both of us.
Yes.
She'd learned to speak up and be seen, which is kind of what we talked about a little bit earlier.
Yeah. And I totally get that, because I feel like we all have this moment where we come face to face with what we're meant to do. And we might have been pushing it away for a while. And then it just shows up, and then you just, you know, you're ready. And I think, you know, I think that's also the gift of what we get with Theta Healing, is we're all meant to do something. We're all meant to share our gifts. You know, you talk about our gifts a lot. And I totally feel that we're all meant to share something. But most of the time we're afraid. I know I was afraid for a while. I thought I would be terrible at teaching or public speaking. And now I'm a podcast host. So, you know, I think that's the chance, you know, that's the opportunity we take when something comes our way to decide to conquer whatever it is. We all have our thing, right? As Raina, you mentioned, yours was speaking your truth. Mine was loving myself and believing in love. And so we all have that moment, which I feel like we cross that major hurdle, and then we step into like our best life. So what does it feel like now as you teach other people, because you've had your own journey, your own stories, and I feel like you've come out with all this experience and wisdom and insight that you share with other people. What is it like for you?
For me in particular, or for both of us?
Both of you. Individually and together.
Because usually you have the right thing to say for both of us.
Well, for me, it has been a journey of sort of really kind of knowing that self-understanding should never stop. Like, it's a constant changing thing inside of our own selves. There's always more to gain, more awareness. Self-mastery is what we're gifted in our lifetime. We're gifted a chance to understand and master ourselves in our own creation. And then that was kind of an unlocked thing. So when Raina unlocked that moment and said, let's do this together, it was a chance to show the world how important their own self-mastery was and how important their own journey was, like the moments that they experienced, and big or small. You know, if you had an experience where you were overwhelmed at the grocery store today because it was too much, and that's what you're able to share with someone and it helps their life, that's a wonderful thing to have the power to share. And if you're able to be able to share for you, that learning how to love yourself and finding that love with creating what you've created in your podcast and speaking as a teacher and finding that ability within your family and growing that love and communications in the next generations is an opportunity that we embrace and feel so honored to have, to help others unlock inside themselves and they can know it's important to communicate. You know, with our own children, you mentioned how cool it is that you can talk to your child about those emotions. With our own children, when they come back and they're able to talk to us about seeing what our emotions are and recognizing that, are you just overwhelmed right now? That means that if they're overwhelmed at school, they can see that maybe it's not just them, it's someone around them. And they can figure out who it is and have a communication. Hey, I know you're overwhelmed today. Let me help you. You know, there's a lot that goes on. I'm overwhelmed too sometimes with the teacher. And we start lifting each other up. And then seeing that in the world on a scale from our children, from students, from friends, cashiers at the grocery store that we've had a few conversations with that pass it around. That is the best part of stepping into the energy of what we would call an instructor, which is
really just a self-mastery of yourself, learning who you are and being able to lift each and everybody else up that is around us, losing that inhibitions to be able to do that with each other. I mean, is that really what we want to do in this world anyway?
I actually said that on one of my episodes. I was talking about how we're all touching people. We're all reaching people. We're influencing them, whether we are aware of it or not. You know, if I have a bad mood today, I'm passing it on to everyone I live with, or I'm passing it on to the, you know, the person I'm buying my coffee with from. So I'm responsible for all this energy I'm putting out. And it's not okay to just say, you know, I'm not aware of it. It's not my problem. It is our responsibility. You know, they talk about like carbon footprint, but it's also like our energetic footprint that we're leaving everywhere. And I've learned how important it is to be very conscientious about how I'm affecting people. And I think when I became an instructor, that became something that I realized very quickly, that whatever I was putting out and how it was affecting others was coming back to me in some way. Because, you know, as we teach in Theta Healing Energy.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
flows. And energy, you know, is it's real. It's touching people. It's in our thoughts. It's in our words. It's in our actions. So I can totally, you know, relate to what you're saying in that regard. Now, some people say, whether it's students or clients I work with, sometimes they say to me, Josh and Reina, they say, oh, but I don't think it's for me. Like, I don't think I'm, you know, I can do it. Or it's like maybe for someone really special, someone who's like born psychic, or like only a special person can do theta healing. And I get that question. So I wanted to pose that question to you, given that you've worked with so many cultures and backgrounds, you've taught it in different languages. So you understand people and different kinds of people. Who is theta healing really for? And do some people do it better than other people? Is it like some people are more gifted than other people? How does it work?
Well,
that's a key question.
I always have, I like to say that if you're breathing, theta healing's for you.
Yes. Yes.
Everybody has an ability to know themselves and know what they're creating. Using that tool of self-understanding is available to anyone. But as far as like intuitive tools, everybody has developed, and there are some people who have super developed abilities that can help them utilize parts of theta healing in different ways. But for me, I can tell you that being Vianna's son, the difficulty was I was following Vianna. So when you called in for an appointment and you'd had one with my mom, the bar was I had to be as good as my mom. And so the pressure was out of this world. Like, it was like, you're going to have to see inside the body. You're going to have to do these different things. And I wouldn't do it. I was like, I don't do body scans. I don't do healings at first. I was like, I will do something different. So I started off being more comfortable, like seeing future path things, seeing what people's cells were already kind of creating in their lives, because my mom did less of that and more healings and readings. And then for me, that kind of allowed me to find a comfort zone and work on my own abilities intuitively. But for theta healing, you don't actually need a lot of intuitive abilities. Most people overthink what it is.
Yes, you actually probably already do it every single day and you don't even realize it. Most people already have that within themselves naturally. And they don't even realize it.
I mean, I know I definitely was overthinking it.
Yes.
Because of that pressure from like, you can reach really high levels and reach really abilities to unlock great mastery of intuition and connection to what your cells are communicating. But you can also use really basic connection tools to accomplish certain things and unlock a further understanding in your life. And if there was one thing that I took away from that experience of having some of that, my mom's kid, is that still connecting to creation energy, it doesn't matter how your intuitive abilities are, or how you hear or see or feel things. It's still a creation energy that exists around all things and in all things. And that allows us to know that once we get rid of listening to the competition of who does things better, is it for everybody? We just realize it's about how we connect to it, our own personal relationship with that energy. And yeah, that's what, and where we start to release those fears about how the world sees us connecting to it, or how our friends see us connecting to it, or family, and really establish our own communication and how we're able to know there's value in how important and what works for us as people and works in the best way possible, and how to communicate that safely with and being loved with the world around us.
Awesome. Yeah.
You know, Reina, you made a really important point that I wanted to highlight, which is that we're all probably doing it at some level. We're all intuitive. We all have, you know, those gut feelings and that instinct, but most of us don't know how to pay attention to it. We don't know how to tell the difference between our fear and our instinct or our intuition. So I think it's really important to remember that these are things that are inherent in us. We just need to kind of learn how to, you know, like harness it or tap into it or understand it. Another thing that I wanted to, you know, mention that, and this is something I got from what you just said, Josh, is like, it's a tool. Theta healing is a tool to help us do something, you know, and it helps us to connect to the creator. It helps us connect to God. It helps us to realize that we're not alone. And there is a tool that we can use. So, you know, a lot of people make it about their worthiness. I'm not good enough to connect, or I'm not good enough to do this or to heal. But it's not really about that, is it? It's about, I have this ability, this tool to connect to the creator, and the creator does everything. I'm just the witness. And I think that that is something, when people understand that, theta healing seems a little bit more, you know, it's something they can reach. It's something they can do very easily and effortlessly, because everyone can learn a tool.
Absolutely. And you touched on a really cool point. Across all cultures and all different mindsets and religions, you talk about that connection. Everybody is allowed that connection and that opportunity to ask and receive those things from that connection. And it's not based off of worthiness. It's something that is given to us because of our greatness that exists because of our creation in this universe.
Yeah. And that's as simple as it is. We are all allowed to do that. We're all allowed to connect with the creator, with God. And, you know, the Philippines is a country, you know, I've been here for more than a decade. One of the things I love about the Philippines is that everyone has a lot of faith. So religion has a very big role in many people's lives, most people's lives. And so there's this very strong connection with the idea of a source energy or God or creator. And it makes it very easy for pretty much all my students and clients to experience the energy of love and healings and instant healings and, you know, things like healings from cancer. I mean, these are things that I've seen is very easy for the people I work with and have had the blessing to work with over here, is they heal very quickly because there's strong faith. And I think that's probably the single most important thing, is that we have faith in the idea of a supreme energy or being. And that's all it takes, really, right, for theta healing to work for us.
Yeah, just a simple belief in that ability to trust, heal, and connect.
Now, I have a question that I know my listeners are just, you know, they want to know about this, and it's about soulmates. So theta healing in general has helped a lot of my clients find their soulmates. We actually had a really great example on the podcast on season one. I had a very well-known Filipina actress. Her name's Ellen Adarna. And I interviewed her on the show. And I mean, I shouldn't even say I don't know how. Of course, it was meant to happen. But I ended up doing a soulmate manifestation in the podcast episode. Like, we were just talking. I don't know how we got there, but it was a soulmate manifestation before I knew it. A couple months later, it was like a little over 2 months later, she messaged me and she's like, "Sanaya, I met someone." And I'm like, "What? What? You met someone? Tell me about this." And she meets, you know, one of the most well-known also actors in the Philippines. They're in the same industry, but they've never really crossed paths. And he's like the actor who most people think he'll never settle down with anyone. You know, he's kind of like, you know, someone who doesn't believe in forever or love. And they met and they got into a relationship right away and they got married a couple months later. So a lot of my listeners, yeah, and she's come back on the episode with her now husband, and they've shared, you know, the experience of how they met each other in a couple of months. They knew they were meant to be with each other. And it reminds me so much of your soulmate story. I too have a soulmate story that I love sharing in my Theta Healing classes, which I really, really am grateful to Theta Healing for. I had more than a decade of relationships that just didn't work out with so much drama. And then I met my husband in an island in the Philippines. And 2 days later, when I connected to, like, 2 or 3 days later, I talked to the creator, and the creator was like, "You're going to marry this guy." And I said, "Okay, I'm going to marry this guy." And we literally were engaged in a month and married in 5 months. So, you know, I want to know a little bit more about soulmates and Theta Healing from your perspective, because that's your story as well. And I know people want to know, why is Theta Healing so powerful when it comes to connecting people as soulmates?
Well, number one, you get to let your inhibitions down. It's all about love. So that definitely helps.
There's a really strong pull towards communicating who you really are to attract your true soulmate.
Yes.
So on this path to find each other, you have to really be able to know and communicate your truth. So even if you walk past each other walking down the street, and Raina and I walk past each other at least 30 or 40 times.
At least.
And in different states, like in different places in the United States, different locations that were far away from each other. You can't pick up that communication and can't actually communicate who you are with that person to be accepted on both sides until you reach a place where you're open to knowing who you are and loving those things and being able to want and have an understanding that those things within yourself happen and you have that forgiveness with yourself. And how are you going to have all those things for someone else when you can't unlock them or the potential for them within yourself, you know? And so a lot of times we're skipping past these soulmate meetings where they're right there. I can't tell you how many soulmate meetings where they're like, your soulmate's like, you're walking past them every day.
Yeah, you're on the same bus. You're on the same train. You see them every single day. You may be at the same coffee house, but you're not seeing them. Perhaps they're not ready to meet you, but you're ready. We know, but...
You know, and for some people that takes years.
Yes.
Not necessarily because the person isn't ready, but the soulmate is still working on some things too. So, but universally we're calling to each other, but we're also communicating and getting ready to reach that level. And Theta Healing helps us get there quicker. Like it, I guarantee it helps you reach those levels with yourself.
Yes.
To communicate and know your needs. You know, you can sit down and have those conversations and go, this is what I'm doing with my life. I want somebody to be my partner, not somebody to tell me what I'm doing with my life. And vice versa, where you guys are able to have that connection and understanding and keep growing with each other. And that's why Theta Healing is so successful, is because of the things like belief work, where you can be in the middle of building things and have awkward moments and then take a second and go, is this me? Is this something coming up on an ancestral level? Is this something coming up their ancestral level, and keep growing together at the same time?
You know, I have to share a story that I know you will appreciate, the two of you will appreciate. So this is when I was still single at this point, and I was very focused on my healing work and all these different classes I was taking. And I didn't want to think about relationships. Probably I'd been, you know, at that point, hurt so many times, I just felt like I don't want to go there. And I remember that I would look around in my life and I'd say, I don't even see a single relationship that makes sense to me, that feels right to me. The culture I was raised in gender roles are a little bit different. The way my parents were married was not something, because my mother never worked. So it was a different kind of relationship. I couldn't see myself in a relationship that to me looked like it was ideal or it looked like it made sense. I remember even saying, you know, I don't really want to be with someone. I just, you know, I'm on my spiritual path. And I decided to go for my instructor's class. And Vaiana was teaching in the Bahamas. So I went to the Shivananda Yoga Ashram for my instructor training. It was 2008. And when I'd met Vaiana before, but I'd never seen Vaiana with Guy. Okay. For those who are listening, Vaiana's husband, Guy. And I remember that I saw them together. First of all, you know, in the Shivananda Yoga Ashram, it's very relaxed. You know, you're in a space of yoga. Everybody's kind of like their natural self. And I remember seeing Vaiana and Guy together, and I could see how much he loved her, but how much he loves her and how much space he gives her to be her, and mm-hmm. how he dotes on her at the same time. But he's like this macho guy. And I remember looking at it being like, wow, relationships can be like this. Like, here's a man who is like a man who's, you know, clearly, you know, is very comfortable, but he's also very comfortable showing how much he loves his woman, the person he's with. And it was something a little bit new to me. And I remember thinking, wow, this is totally something that makes sense to me. This is totally something I could have and which would make me want to be in a relationship. And I watched them for 4 days. Of course, I'm in the front row, always raising my hand because that's always me. And I really, you know, connected with the relationship, with the experience. It was something really special. And you know how your mom always, she does that very special thing of having a ceremony to get married to each other every couple of years. That year, it was a Hindu. It was an Indian wedding in the Shivananda Yoga Ashram temple. And being Indian myself, it was just incredible because I saw this very different relationship in the space of my culture, in the context of my culture, because they did an Indian wedding ceremony. And I was there for that. So it was like my culture. So, you know, I met my husband 2 weeks after that. Okay, that's how quick it was. And he's exactly that kind of energy. You know, he's exactly like that. And so, you know, my entire soulmate journey and story is tied into Theta Healing, to Vaiana, to all of this, you know. And I just wanted to share that because I don't know, it just came up and I was overwhelmed by that memory of how special it was.
That is special. That's amazing. I love that story.
So what advice, Josh and right now, do you have for people who are listening in? You know, one of the things I'm so passionate about what I do, and this podcast is about self-love, this podcast about relationships and love, is because I feel like it's really lonely to live your life without being with that person that you should be with or that you know you can be with. And there's so many people out there who haven't had that chance. Or maybe they're with somebody and they still feel lonely. Or they're in a marriage and they still feel lonely. Or they're alone and they're lonely. And they don't have that opportunity or that they don't have that access to this kind of knowledge. I mean, now they're hearing about it on the podcast, but what would you say to those people who are looking for their soulmate or who want to be with that very special person? What would you say to them?
I would definitely say, don't limit yourself on the soulmate that you want in your life. Number one, because I remember Josh told a story about one time about being on the radio. Can you tell this story?
Sure. There was a gentleman who called in and he didn't really believe in intuitive. So he was calling in to kind of fool the radio station. And he thought he'd had a good laugh and the radio host let him have the good laugh. And I went up and told him he'd actually met his soulmate. And he started laughing and said, no, I haven't. I said, are you sure? And he said, oh yeah, I'm positive. And the radio host are laughing and he's laughing. Then I start laughing and he said, well, why are you laughing? And I said, are you sure? I said, no, I'm sure. I said, are you sure? Are you sure? I said, no, I'm sure. I'm sure. I said, are you sure your soulmate isn't your dog? And he paused. He thought for a long time. He never really wanted a physical relationship, but he had shared with his dog everything in his life. It was this person he took everywhere and he bonded with deeply. He'd been hurt by people, but his dog he loved absolutely. You know, we don't define what types of relationships we have, but finding a deep connection with a person, a soulmate, is possible. But in the meantime, the universe gives you lots of ways to connect to things around you and the tools within yourself to start to find and recognize how mastering you are. And in that moment, the guy took a deep breath and paused and said, you know what, you're right. This is the best relationship I've ever had in my life. And of course, the man called back every week and asked every question under the sun. But in your life, you're going to find your soulmate. You're going to find somebody who really can lift you up. But in your life, you've got to realize how important you are and how much of a gift it is that you get to be with you and carry those tools of yourself in those moments, and that you have these great abilities to connect and solve problems. You have these abilities to connect and create things, and you carry special magical abilities with you to be able to radiate to the universe around you, to be able to bring to situations. And if you're in a situation where somebody makes you feel like those magical gifts are being blocked, then they're afraid of your magic. Mm-hmm. And that's on them, not on you. And that your love is such a strong love that it's appreciated by this universe. And that it's felt by people like us and people like Sanaya and people who can feel it all around the world the moment that you walk in a room. So the base piece of advice that we could give is to every day know that you're loved from the universe and that you should love yourself, knowing that the magic that exists in you is limitless in its ability to create.
Totally second that, because I know that I had to learn to love myself before I let someone else love me. I always share, I really believe that the amount you love yourself gets reflected in the other person's love for you. And so there's no better way than to develop yourself and to grow and to be, you know, as overused as that term is, the best you can be, right?
That's so true.
Agree with you.
So Josh and Raina, can we talk a little bit about theta healing as a modality, as a technique? Can we talk to people a little bit about, you know, how it's a registered technique? Can we talk about, you know, where it is in the world or how many people are doing this? Just to give people an idea, this is something I've never really talked about in my episodes, a little bit more kind of a global view of what is happening with theta healing worldwide right now.
Theta healing as a technique has roughly 250,000 practitioners around the world, which means that they've taken at least a basic level theta healing class to apply in their life. About 15,000 instructors around the world. We are in 183 countries in 63 languages. And we are trademarked and copyrighted healing technique about the type of connection we have. So there is a specific set of guidelines that we have to follow to maintain those international trademarks and copyrights for materials and things that is part of what we have disclosed during classes and things. We have continued to spread around the world in markets. We have grown over the last 3 years more and more popular in the Asia side of the world markets. Most of the market that we had been growing in, we had been in the country, but we didn't have a lot of practitioners or instructors. Mm-hmm. So usually what happens is there'll be a practitioner in a country and they'll start doing some theta healing appointments, and then there'll be an instructor who starts giving more practitioners classes so people can use it in their life or use theta healing in their appointments. And theta healing is used by doctors, psychologists, naturopaths, massage therapists, people in math, people in athletic training, people who teach yoga, people who teach meditation, people from all walks of life. So we kind of bring this wide array of people who are ready to change and help people and implement theta healing in various ways. And they begin to incorporate through those guidelines of trademarks and copyrights how to use information in their own businesses and lives and homes. And we encourage that around the world. And for us, we always believe that we're going to have a better world when theta healing. But theta healing will be where it's supposed to be when we have 7.5 billion instructors. So, because instructors training is more about self-mastery, not necessarily just being a teacher to teach it to other people. So a lot of instructors teaching people, but a lot are just taking them because it gives us tools to increase intuition and self-mastery of what's going on inside of our own universal creations and realities.
So basically, to kind of recap what you said, there's really two ways people can experience theta healing, right? As a healer, we talked about that earlier today, you know, appointments and sessions. So people come in for their appointments. And as you said, Josh, even I can attest to the fact that I have doctors, I have athletes. Everybody comes in to theta healing, right, for their own thing. A doctor wants that extra kind of intuition to help them make their practice better. I have athletes who want to improve their game or who want to be able to deal with whatever trauma. It could be physical injury or other kinds of trauma that they have in their life. People who are entrepreneurs. I have a lot of entrepreneurs who come in for sessions and classes, and they want to learn how to manifest and they want to create their reality and feel more in charge of their life. I've got children coming in who have all kinds of, you know, anxiety related depression. They want to improve their abilities in school, or they have some other kinds of challenges. People with mental health, of course, during the pandemic, we see a lot of people with mental health challenges. We've got people coming in, they're professionals. We've got kids and babies. We've got, you know, older people. It's really across the board. And even if the person doesn't speak in English, right, we know how to work with them through through a translator or through the higher self. There are different ways for us to work with people from whatever walk of life they come in. But what's interesting to me is how the majority of people who come in for a session because they have a specific challenge. So they'll come into a session for a challenge and then they're like, wait a minute, this works really fast. And this works really in a way that is so deep. And they're like, well, I want to do this too. And so they move from being a client in an appointment to being a student. And now for the first time ever, we're giving all these students the chance to become instructors. And like you said, I too have seen the growth in Asia. The pandemic has really opened up, I think, the Asian countries to a lot more access to theta healing. I've seen clients coming in from the different Asian countries to us. And to me, like the fact that we're getting an instructor's course here in the Philippines, it's kind of like a signal that there's going to be some escalation of this theta healing energy and of healing and of self-empowerment in this part of the world. Maybe because we need a little bit of a push over here. Maybe because we need kind of a little extra help to get us, you know, to where we need to be. So I look at it as, you know, the universe is sending all these angels and all the support to this part of the world, especially because a lot of people are coming out of these family systems and the way things were done. And they're starting to find that independence, which culturally was something that a lot of people have struggled with over time. I know also challenges specific in the Philippines, you know, Philippines, a lot of families grow up without the parents present because they're working abroad. So it's called overseas Filipino workers. So most of my clients have had one or both parents that weren't there to raise them. And there's a lot of, you know, dysfunctional family patterns. There's a lot of, you know, self-esteem, self-love, relationship challenges. And I'm just so happy and grateful that now, as there are more instructors that that are going to come from the Philippines, you know, there's going to be more people out there helping all the people who need help. And I know I'm already speaking a lot, but I have to add one more thing. I was attending this kind of well-being sort of summit, and they were talking about how well-being and mental health and these kinds of industries are going to be very dominant over the next 5 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to have a coach. Everybody's going to have a healer. Everybody's going to need some kind of a mentor, not only because of the pandemic, that we're coming out of this really, really difficult time for a lot of people, but also it's suddenly like shifted. Like, people care about well-being. They care about lifestyle. They care about health. They care about relationships. So I feel like right now is the best time for us not only to invest in ourselves, but even if we do something part-time, even if we got a chance to teach or heal our children, our, you know, our family members, our immediate circle, our colleagues at work. I mean, the opportunities I feel are just so many for people who just want to learn more, who just want to go a little bit deeper. Even if they don't want to be a full-time instructor because they have a job they love, it's something that is just such a valuable tool to share with other people. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really grateful that you've given Philippines that opportunity to have this. You know, I'm so excited about it.
We're excited too. And we are so glad that you manifested. So good job.
So the classes are happening this October. Of course, for someone to enroll or register in an instructor's class, they have to be a Theta Healing basic, advanced, and dig deeper practitioner. So if you take basic, then you'd have to take the prerequisite to take the instructor courses. I'm going to be posting, you know, extra resources and details in the Spotify description. And of course, you can write in, you can DM to get more information. Now, before we go, Josh and Reyna, I always ask my guests for their Project Loving Myself mantra, their message. It could be something you live by or something you would like to share with our listeners. So give us your Project Loving Myself mantra or message.
Only one message, huh? For us, it's just to find the joy and the connection of love in every moment and every experience, that you're able to unlock the endless potential in yourselves and feel it in everything that you do.
Yes. I love that. I love that it's really about us. It's about what we get to unlock in ourselves. And we have the power to do that. Sometimes we forget, but we do. Josh, Reyna, thank you for this really beautiful conversation. I got to share so many things that I wanted to share that I forgot. You know, there are memories that came back to me as we were talking. And I loved all the things that I learned about you and about Theta Healing, the things that were new for me as well. Thank you for the time that you have taken to share a bit of your view of Theta Healing, and for sharing with our audience all the exciting things that we have coming up in the Philippines.
Thank you. I hope you have an awesome and fantastic rest of your day or evening.
Yes, thank you so much, Nai.
Thank you. Josh, Reyna, if anyone would like to follow Theta Healing, if they'd like to follow you, if you don't mind sharing maybe an Instagram handle or where they could go to get more information.
Our handle's at World Healers. We're on Instagram and Facebook, World Healers.
And Theta Healing, you can find Theta Healing by Vianna on Instagram. And you can visit thetahealing.com.
If you enjoyed this episode, please do take a moment to rate and review it or share this episode with someone who might need a little help in their life sorting things out. Please feel free to send me a DM or post about this episode and tag at Project Loving Myself Podcast and at Sanaya Gurnamal. If you are a Theta healer and you are interested in taking an instructor's class, please visit bit.ly/Theta Instructors PH for more information or to register. If you are interested in becoming a Theta healer or having a Theta healing session, then head on to www.thirdeyeonline.com to book your free 20-minute one-on-one Theta healing session with a certified Theta healer. Our next beginner's Theta healing class, it's called Basic DNA, takes place from September 12th to the 15th via Zoom, so you can take the class wherever you are in the world. Email manila@thirdeyeonline.com for more information. And I'm going to have all this information in the description of this episode. There is no better quote to leave you with today than one from Vayana herself about Theta healing. A Theta brainwave state is a very deep state of relaxation, a dream state, always creative, inspirational, and characterized by very spiritual sensations. I believe this state allows access to the subconscious mind and opens a direct conduit to communication with the divine. I believe that once you say the word God, you are holding a conscious Theta wave. And that is Vayana Stiebel on Theta healing. What Vayana is talking about is the fact that when we actually do this technique of Theta healing, we are doing it in a Theta brainwave, which is a deep sleep wave. But practitioners who practice Theta healing are able to hold that sleep wave, Theta brainwave, while they're awake. And it is using this very powerful brainwave, the Theta wave, and the fact that it takes us deep into our subconscious mind, we can literally create miracles in our life. That is the power of Theta healing. You are so, so loved. Thank you for listening to Project Loving Myself. We'll hold space for each other to focus on what matters most, our relationship with ourselves. This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and powered by Pod Machine.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.